This time 4 years ago, the whole world was watching Tallahassee, Florida, focus of the presidential vote recount. But this year, things are different, as essayist Diane Roberts reports from her hometown.
The dry cleaners are distraught. The copy shops have nothing to copy. The bar keeps are getting blasted, trying to ease the pain. We ask ourselves, how could this happen? How could it be over with so soon? It's not the politics. It's the economy, stupid. We were kind of counting on making a little extra cash off the journalists, camera crews, rent-a-mobs, spin-meisters, former high-ups of former administrations, pollsters, professors of political science, and lawyers, billions and billions of lawyers, who came to stay in lovely tree-lined Tallahassee the last time America held a presidential election, which kind of went on a little longer than usual. Those nice people needed to eat, drink, sleep, Xerox, and, of course, have a fresh shirt to put on. This year, pickings is slim. Hotel reservations have been canceled. Plane tickets have been junked. The city printed up a nice brochure for the visitors, telling where to get Apalachicola Bay oysters, or good steak, or a thick sweater. Contrary to popular opinion, it gets cold in this part of Florida. Most of the brochures are still sitting in boxes in the welcome station. Oh, the people at the media center in front of the Museum of Florida History handed out a few copies to the sweet couple from Netherlands TV who showed up 2 days before the election, and the Taiwanese film crew, and the reporter from the Boston Globe. But it's not the same. See, we got used to being the epicenter of the political universe in 2000. We got used to seeing former secretaries of state eating grouper at the Cypress restaurant or big-time attorneys sucking down two-for-one house Merlot at Andrew's Sports Bar and Grill. We got used to being interviewed by the BBC and the New York Times. We got used to watching our own selves on CNN. But this November, Tallahassee's as dead as a dry county on Saturday night. The satellite television trucks have hit the road. The talking heads are all back inside the TV. The bars are so empty they echo. Tumbleweeds are rolling down Duval Street. Okay, it's not quite that bad. But the hardware stores laid in extra supplies of extension cords for all those television people. Now we'll just have to hope somebody wants them to hook up the Christmas lights.
Essayist Diane Roberts is the author of Dream State, Daughters of the Confederacy, Dangling Chads, Banana Republican, Swamp Lawyers, and Other Florida Wildlife.